good to have you back in the conversation as we... It's good to be back. You know, I was gone for a day, out of town for a funeral. But here we are back. And if you haven't heard, there's this bipartisan blowback on the attack on gas stoves. Gas is the best thing to cook on. It just is. Now, having said that, I mean, do bad things come off when you burn your food? Well, yeah, a lot more bad stuff comes off when I'm in the kitchen than my wife is, I can tell you that. Ken Davis is a senior attorney and the former deputy attorney general for the state of Virginia. Ken, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning, Steve. Great to be with you.
Glad to have you here. Now, look, when you cook food, I don't care if it's on gas, electric, a campfire, which, by the way, campfires will soon be illegal, Ken. They create smoke and soot, you know, and so s'mores will be outlawed, as a matter of fact. But going after gas stoves, bipartisan pushback from Joe Manchin and Republicans and a lot of other folks, too. What do you make of all this?
Well, the pushback, the legislation that's been reported to be written up and introduced by Manchin and Ted Cruz, that's a good thing. It's an appropriate thing because the government, the Biden administration, and two main regulatory agencies, the Consumer Product Safety Commission and the Department of Energy, are both in the early stages of a proceeding that has no other purpose than to eventually ban gas stoves. Now, Manchin's and Cruz's legislation, it's described in the news summaries as legislation that would prohibit the banning of gas stoves. We have to be careful here because the government, the Biden administration, says they're not going to ban gas stoves. But what they're really out to do is, as they have done in so many cases in the past, is implement a package of regulations that effectively ban gas stoves by making them so expensive and so dysfunctional that there'll be no market for them. So,
well, they're doing the same thing to air conditioning, and a whole air conditioning is under attack. And the standards for air conditioning increase again this year, even though there's no evidence that it'll do much of anything to help the environment or anything else. It just seems to me, sir, to be more control being exerted by government over you and I and everybody else.
Well, it's all part of a broad-ranging, and it's been running many years now, a war on fossil fuels of all types, the production, distribution, and use of all types of fossil fuels for all types of useful and many essential applications, all in the name of doing everything possible to prevent climate change.
Here's the thing. Is that really going to change? China's not going to change their deal until 2050 or 60. Same thing with India.
No.
China and India pollute more than the rest of the world combined. I mean, America is the cleanest, greenest industrialized nation on Earth, except we're becoming deindustrialized. Ken, so, I mean, this is abject foolishness, is it not?
Well, it is. As you point out, the countries, significant number of other countries, most notably China and India, they understand full well that their prosperity and national security depend on the further development and really expansion of fossil fuel resources, uses, and applications. So there's a real disconnect between reality and objective analysis and the whole green agenda in this country, because we could do everything on the Biden decarbonization agenda, and it would not affect worldwide carbon emissions, which would continue to rise because of the continued expansion of fossil use in many other countries around the world.
All right. I mean, here's what I keep pointing at. Here's one that I point at. Ken Davis, senior attorney and former deputy attorney general for the state of Virginia. The nation of Guyana has identified 11.5 billion recoverable barrels, and they're finding more every day. ExxonMobil was the first one in. And so Guyana, the small country in the northeastern part of South America, is about to cash in big because they don't expect to hit peak production until 2035, about 5 years after the world's going to end, by the way, so maybe it won't matter. But sarcasm aside, those countries are cashing in while we're kneecapping ourselves. I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's they like to say, the left likes to say, follow the science and pay attention to the experts who are, in fact, predicting doom in a few years. They've been predicting climate doom in a few years for decades, but it's not real science. It's not sound science or sound economics. The progressive green left is just a toxic combination of radical pseudoscience, performative virtue signaling, and plain old pork barrel politics.
Yeah.
We'll get the money. We need to get the money to our donors who are invested in non-viable technologies like solar farms.
Siemens says that they need. Siemens says they need to have a lot more government money to stay viable in the wind turbine world. Anyhow, Ken, I got to leave it right there. Siemens wants more of our tax money. Ken, I greatly appreciate it. Former Attorney General, State of Virginia, a lot of common sense, sir. Thank you for being here. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.